good? Welcome back to Ahmed's Voice. My name is Ahmed Dance, of course, and this is Ahmed's Voice, my podcast 2.0. Back at it, been down for a while. I don't think I've made a post or a video or podcast since January of this year, but it's been a really, really busy year. Been dealing with some introspection and, you know, just getting things settled on the employment front, doing what I got to do. But thank you for being here. Again, Ahmed's Voice 2.0. You can check out these podcasts. These are simulcasts as well. So some of them, most of them you're going to be able to listen to or watch. You can watch on YouTube or Vimeo. Of course, the hub for everything is ahmedsvoice.com. But you can also listen and watch on Spotify, Stitcher, Anchor, Google Podcasts. Go ahead and give me a follow everywhere. I'll make it real simple for you. It's Ahmed's Voice on Facebook, Instagram, as mentioned before, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Vimeo, X. And of course, again, the hub for everything is ahmedsvoice.com. I wasn't going to get the podcast started until the new year, but you know what? I've been feeling that itch. I've had a lot of stuff to say, a lot of lessons learned over the last few years. And of course, if you clicked on the thumbnail, wherever you saw the link for this, the title is Go Ahead and Win. And I think going into 2024, there are some of us who need to hear that message. Like, you know what? Let's just go ahead and do what we have to do to win. As I was saying before, the last few years have been very instructive, especially for myself. They've been instructive to watch what was going on in the world and society at large. You know, many of you who maybe follow me or will watch this know that I work in the arts. So it has been very instructive seeing of what's happened in the arts world as we've gone through the paradigm of COVID, the summer of George Floyd and everything that followed after that, the Trump presidency, and now into the Biden presidency, things that are going on around the world with the World Economic Forum, just things that are changing on a global stage that all trickles down to how you work and live every day. And I won't go too deep into that stuff today in this podcast. Again, this is just me getting back into it and talking to my folks and saying, for those who need to hear this message, like I need to tell myself, let's just 2024. Let's just go ahead and win. And this video is really gonna be, it's for everybody, whoever wants to listen, but especially for those who were the uncommon folk, the prodigals, right? Those who have been down and out and they've gone the road less traveled, and you've been trying to figure things out. How do I get back on path? How do I get back to a place where maybe you were before, or maybe a place you've never been but wanted to go? How, you know, do we get there? And that's where I got the title. I was like, man, let's just go ahead and win. Let's just go ahead and do it. The last few years have been a lot of hype on a lot of levels. And if you're not seeing it already, you will see it in 2024. If you won't see it in 2024, you'll never see it. But the decadent veil is definitely falling. Like, just the falseness, the false promises, the false stereotypes, the false archetypes, the false goals that are pushed out there on everybody, you know, that's falling. We've been, you know, most of us have been fooled by everybody. We've been fooled by the politicians. We've been fooled by the celebrities. We've been fooled by our fellow friends. Some of us have gotten caught up in just these silos and echo chambers on social media, to where we're just listening to the same message over and over again without really contemplating it or really taking a extensive worldview of, you know, what's going on. And, you know, most of what we fought for, or a lot of people thought they were fighting for, almost everybody's at each other's necks. People are realizing that they've been sold a false bag of goods. And that's our fault. That's your fault. That's your fault for believing it. That's your fault for believing in things. That's your fault for not extensively taking time to really recognize what's happening in your world. You know what I mean? Like, no one's coming to save you. There's no free lunches. Even when we went through this what we went through in these past few years of stimulus checks and government funding, that the government always gets their money back. Everybody gets their money back. That's why we're paying such high prices for everything. It all comes back around. And a lot of times these things that we believe in, and this is not just us, this has been throughout history, truth doesn't live among the masses. Like, everything's been a deck of cards and it comes falling down unless you can keep a realistic look at everything. And so, like I said, you've probably been thinking like, well, you know what? I voted for this person. I voted for that person. I believe this person. I followed this star. I followed this celebrity. Now, everything that I believed in them for the last few years is just coming and crumbling down. And I have a good quote that I want to refer to this. It is actually a quote from the Bible. Now, I read a lot of stuff. Like, I read everything. I read all kinds of stuff. I read the Bible. I read the Quran. I read the Bhagavad Gita. I read all kinds of ancient texts. I read a lot of wisdom from the earth, because it's all come from us. It's all come from this society. And I don't think any of it should be left alone. I think you take the wisdom that you need and you apply it. You take it, you apply it where you need it. You take what's good, you leave the bad, and you go on and you try to reach a common ground with yourself. And you try to be who you are in this world. And you try to follow the path that is meant for you to follow, not the path that someone else is saying that you need to follow. With this quote that I'm going to talk about comes from the Bible, the book or letter of Luke, verses 11, chapter 11, verse 44. And maybe we'll do another podcast about reading the Bible and how you really read it, because your chapters that you're reading are not really the way that these letters and parchments were written. But anyway, that's a tale for another time. So our purpose is today, the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 44. And it's easier. This is just a New International Version translation. Jesus was talking to a group of people, and he was gathered around him were the scribes and the Pharisees, who were basically, the leaders, the lawyers, the interpreters of the law, the interpreters of scripture, the interpreters of how the law, and the interpreters of how people should govern themselves, right? And he said, "Woe to you, because you are like unmarked graves which people walk over without knowing it." And what's happening today is a lot of people are realizing they followed a lot of people. They followed the advice of a lot of people. And I'm not just talking about, again, I'm not just talking about politicians and people in power. They're everyday people who are on your social media feed fooling you with stuff about how they were doing and how they were living and not really living like that. And they themselves were fooled and just passed it along in this echo chamber. And I'll read it again one more time. Luke 11, 44. "Woe to you, because you are like unmarked graves as people walk over without knowing it." In other words, people have been giving false impressions or, leading you down a path that was really death and you didn't know it. Maybe they didn't know it. You know what I mean? Maybe you were just chasing a dream. You were believing a narrative that was allowing you or putting you in a position to not believe in yourself, to not believe in your own skills, to not really give you an honest interpretation of the world that was happening around you. But once you realize any false narratives that are not for you and you begin to trust in yourself, then your whole idea of winning, what is really winning, will change.
The worst thing ever.
Point is, we won.
That's what you call winning. Man, I hate to see what you call losing.
Again, I said this is probably going to hit harder for the prodigals, for those who have lost their way or those who feel they've lost their way and they can't figure. They've been trying so hard to fit in. You've been trying so hard to fit in to society. And you've been trying so hard to think like everybody else thinks. And you've been trying to figure it out. And it's like, that ain't for you. It wasn't for you to figure out and run like everybody else runs. It wasn't for you to act like everybody else acts. It wasn't for you to put the same value on things that a majority of other people were putting value in, because at the end of the day, most of those values were false anyway. They were things that were built on sand and, not stone, not a solid foundation. So, for a lot of the prodigals, or for the people out there who, you fell off, you fell back, yet through all the darkness, through all the madness, through all the trash, through when everybody thought you were done, you know, just people thought you were done, out of the race, here you go, standing up, you're back, and, you know, you're ready for another round. And you have to look at that. Like, you have to stop trying to be like everybody else. Maybe it's for you to be an uncommon person among common men. Maybe that's just what it is. Maybe you need to lean into that. Maybe you need to stop trying to think like everybody else. Maybe you need to stop leaning into everybody else's message. Maybe there's a unique path for you, just like your fingertips, just like a snowflake. There's a path for you that is not for everybody else. And maybe you need to start trusting in your journey and the things that you have learned along the way. You know, the prodigal son just happens to be another parable from the Bible that really speaks a lot. Like, he lived a life, like he went on an uncommon route. He went down a path that led him to the bottom of himself. He was stripped of everything. He stripped himself of everything only to make his way back to where he needed to be. You know, and sometimes we take losses, we take shorts. But a lot of times that's because we're braver than others. We'll step out on something that others won't step out on. We'll take a chance that others won't. And the thing about taking a chance, the thing about taking a bet is, hey, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, right? Like, the risk is worth the reward, right? Sometimes you bet big to win big, but if you bet big, sometimes you lose big too. But as long as you don't lose everything, as long as you don't lose your life, you know, you can always get back. You can always get back into winning, whatever winning is for you. You know, whatever that means for you, whatever you're trying to get to, whatever life you're trying to live, if you can do it with some integrity and some strength, and you're willing to bet what you need to bet on it, then maybe you can follow your own path and get to what you consider is winning. So, you know, I have some quotes that I wanted to share that kind of help along with this message as we, you know, as we get back into things. One of these quotes that was really cool, I found it. It's, I came from nothing, so mentally I'll never lose. Everything is a win or a lesson. And that's how you got to take it. Everything is a win or a lesson. Even if you lose, I get it, you lose, but.
That's the worst thing ever.
Point is, we won.
That's what you call winning. Man, I hate to see what you call losing.
You're not done. So what's the lesson? How do I take this loss and the lessons from it and translate it, you know, to another win? I do have a really cool quote here from Wilma Rudolph, just a sports legend, groundbreaking woman in track and field. And the quote is, winning is great, sure, but if you are really going to do something in life, the secret is learning how to lose. Nobody goes undefeated all the time. If you pick up after a crushing defeat and go on to win again, you are going to be a champion someday. And that is what you have to have. But you have to be willing to go out and win. You have to be willing to practice by yourself sometimes. You have to be willing to take another route that people are not willing to take. Not an unjust route, but a different route. Like, that's not conventional. People will try to get you to do things their way. They don't see the value in your journey. They don't see the value in how you think. They think in a conventional way. Who wants to be conventional? I don't. Like, who wants to think like everybody else does? And that doesn't make you. You know, you're going to have to trust in you. You're going to have to trust in your journey. Not only you have to trust in your journey, you're going to trust in the value of your journey. A lot of people are not going to see it. You're going to have to trust in the value of your journey, the value of the lessons you learned, the value of the unconventional ways that you've been rolling. You're gonna have to trust in that. You know, you didn't come the road less traveled just to fall into the same madness everybody else did, right? You got to trust in yourself. You got to trust in your skills. You got to trust in the way you view your skill set. You got to trust in the way you view the world until something is proven to you that that is not the way. And if you're circumspect about it, you'll see the error of your ways and your thinking. If you're really trying to get someplace, you'll see it. If you trust in the wisdom that's instilled in you, if you keep reaching for that which is great, if you keep reaching for that which is ethical, if you keep reaching for that in an honest way where you're not trying to harm anybody, you're gonna find the right path. But you can't have any division in yourself. You're gonna have to trust yourself. You're gonna have to get to a point to where you can combine you. No more compartmentalization. You're gonna have to trust in you to go where you're gonna have to go. And then people will see the value in your way, because once you start rising and they can't figure out how you did it, but somehow you do it, you can't argue with the results. You're gonna have to get back on top, but you're gonna have to find your way. You got to allow yourself to not be distracted. You are gonna have to have a single-minded purpose within yourself as to where you want to go and how you want to affect life and what your mission is and where you need to be and the people that you are going to help. No more self-sabotage. You're gonna have to do what you need to do to make it for what you see. No more divided house. Just like right here from the Boondocks, what Huey told Riley.
Huey. Yeah, I don't like losing. Well, then stop beating yourself. Huey. Yeah. You still a bitch.
So, you know, as we get ready to step back into 2024, let's go win. Whatever winning is for you, whatever winning is for you, if you're on the wrong path, you'll figure it out pretty soon. But if you've been there, done that, and now you know where you want to go and you know how you need to do it or what you need to do, or you're down this certain path and you're weighing everything and you're really being circumspect about how you're walking and you're really trying to find that wisdom, let's go, man. Let's go do it. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. No one's going to take care of you but you. No one's coming to save you. You got to put yourself in the right place to be among the like-minded people to continue on your mission. Take care of you. Get your health together. Get your mind together. Get your spirit together. And remember, if at the end of the day, if you're not feeling good physically, mentally, if you're looking down and you know, things just aren't where you need to be at the end of the day. Like Roman J. Israel said, that's on you. Like, that's on you. You got to take care of yourself.
But yeah, it's a big change.
Thank you. I prefer double-breasted, but...
You broke open the piggy bank, huh?
Yeah. Yes, I did. My lack of success is self-imposed.
So that's it today. I'm Ed's voice. We're back. Let's go get it in 2024 and here on after. Let's go get it tomorrow leading into 2024. Let's walk in with a running start. That's it for today's episode. Again, let's go ahead and win. I'll be back next episode. We'll be talking a little bit about the arts industry and where we are going into 2024. And really, with the arts, why, if you work in it, you should find your niche. And love it or leave it. I'm Ahmed. This has been Ahmed's Voice. Follow me at ahmedsvoice.com. I'll catch you later. I'm out.